Just so you know, we record conversations so we can investigate and resolve customer complaints, resolve issues raised by customers, and monitor the quality of our services. For further details of our data use and your rights, please refer to our privacy statement online. Please choose from the following two options. If you are a council tenant or for all repair inquiries, including if you are a leaseholder, press option 1. Or if you own your council property or are thinking of buying it, choose 2. Thank you for holding. Live chat service at enfield.gov.uk/contact us page. Your call as soon as they are available, or you can leave your telephone number and we will call you back. Please press 1 to leave a callback request. Otherwise, stay holding for an advisor.
There is currently one call ahead of you.
Thank you for holding. Your call as soon as they are available, or you can leave your telephone number and we will call you back. Please press 1 to leave a callback request. Otherwise, stay holding for an advisor.
There are currently no other calls ahead of you.
Thank you for holding.
Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
Michael.
How you doing, Michael? My name is Mr. My name's Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, and I'm trying to get in contact with officer named Paul Buckeridge. I was wondering if you could help me do that, please.
It's called, what's the name?
Paul, P-A-U-L.
Oh, Paul.
Paul
okay,
Buckeridge.
Give me 1 second.
All right, thank
Hold
you.
Hold on 1 second. You, as your captain, what's your address details? Is your postcode?
109, 109 Burncroft Avenue.
And the postcode is?
Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec.
7 Quebec, Quebec.
7 Juliet, Quebec. Yes, that's correct.
Give me a sec. Let me find you and then I'll help you from there.
Okay, thank you.
Your council tonight, I take it.
Yes, that's correct. No, I'm a secure tenant. I've been a secure tenant since 2006.
Stay there. I'm just going to clarify.
That's EN3-7JQ.
Oh,
JQ? Yeah, 7JQ-109.
Bancroft Avenue?
Yeah, it's close to it. Paul, Paul, P-A-U-L, Buckeridge, B-U-C-K-R-I-D-G-E. I'm not too sure. I believe that he's either a neighbourhood officer or he works in Edmonton Lower Southmore.
Okay, let me talk to the neighbourhood chief.
Call
them.
Hello?
Hello?
Right, there is no Paul Buckeridge that works in the neighbourhood.
Or in Edmonton, I've got the address here. I'm just going to quickly grab it for 1 second. He's put on behalf of Enfield Council Housing, address, the Edmonton Centre, 3644 South Mole. That's who he's put paperwork against me on behalf of. His email is paul.buckeridge@enfield.gov.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. So what you're saying is he's not he works in the South Mall, yeah?
Yeah, it's in his the address, I believe that he works that he's done it on behalf of 36-44 South Mall, London. Thank you.
I'm going to try and find out who he is.
Thank you. Hello?
I can't find this person.
You can't find
him? Nobody seems to know who he is.
I seem to have that. I've got a lot of names that have been forged. That they keep changing the real people's names, and in official documentation from, basically, inside of that. What I understand is in the neighbourhood office team there was a gentleman called Jeffrey Mann, and Jeffrey Mann had a load of team workers: Dawn Allen, Jackie Gubby, Louise Brown, and I understand that. Dawn Allen, on the 23rd of September 2015, had been getting emailed by my mother for 16 months asking her to protect me. And Dawn Allen had refused to answer to any of the 16 months prior to the 23rd of September 15. Then what I understand is an incident happened with between me and one of my neighbours. My mother and me set forwarded over official documentations of what happened. Dawn Allen was concerned for the 16 months that she had avoided in emails. And what she done, she started writing to all the doctors and asking them if they have any medical history on me. I've got the release notes. They've forwarded over to Dawn Allen that I'm not known to them, to mental health or nothing. Then the next day, on the 24th of September 2015, Dawn Allen and the doctors all started writing, well, Simon's got psychotic this and he's got mental health issues, and they said that they're going to have to build a history for me. So they started building a history on the 24th of September 2015, which I've got all the proof of. She went into Merlin. I told all the doctors to come to my house. She sent loads of doctors to my house. The doctors were trying to find her on the morning and messaging her and Jackie Gubby. They couldn't find the two of them. None of them would answer because they knew they couldn't come here because my mum was going to be present at the when the doctors come here. So they knew that my mum would talk about the 16 months. So they sent a woman called Louise Brown in their place, and basically they allowed a woman that had her children taken off of her to above me, attack me, and moved her back in. It's a vicious assault, and they basically built a profile on me, maliciously built a profile. Now from that, that's continued on. And the neighbourhood office team has done the same thing as the Enfield Council done the same. They built an ASBO and they changed all of the police officers' names in the ASBO to like a devil in me and stuff like that. There's names that you're just not allowed to have when you're registering a baby in this country or something, or on a birth certificate. And that is what the names that they've used are them sort of names. Brand A, Brand B, and started persecuting me. Because I started highlighting these things, they put a smoke screen up about me. Then a neighbourhood officer, Lemmy, an antisocial behaviour officer, took over all of their work once Dawn Allen and that sort of stepped back. And what's happened is, he forged a load of paperwork, made 58 offences saying that I've done stuff to my neighbours. But luckily for me, I wasn't in my house. I was on bail conditions at my mother's house, so I could prove that Lemmy forged all of the paperwork. He went for a possession all day, lost that. He kept filing the same paperwork over and over again. Are you there still? Yeah, he kept filing the same, like, he lost the case, the judge threw it out because he knew that he was in the wrong. Then he maliciously refiled the same claims and just added, like, a few more and done the same again and again. So we went for a possession order, I won that. We went for an injunction order, I won that. Went for another injunction order, I won that. Then we went for another possession order, I won that. Then they just reopened the possession order again, changed the case handlers. Nemi's run out of the company now, to what I understand, and now Paul Buckeridge is dealing with this, and it's on behalf of 3634. I've got a possession order. I can prove everything that's happened, and I just want to go through this officially with somebody now, show my evidence, and be able to. I'm being held in my house for 9 years on a curfew, 7 years for an ASBO because they changed all the coppers' names, forged all. I didn't even leave my house. I didn't even do none of these things. I can prove it all. It's one cover up after another, and they're persecuting me and my partner. Me and my partner never even argued, you know. They're making up vicious rumours about me. So I just want to get it sorted out.
I understand what you're saying, but the person you're asking for, I cannot find.
Okay, who is my neighbourhood manager at the present? Nasir Uddin. Is he available to speak to at the present? Thank you. Hello?
He's not there right now. So, there's two ways. You can send him an email or I can give you his number for you to phone him on Monday.
Can I take his number, please?
Yeah, no problem. 0208.
0208. One, three, two, two.
508.
Okay, thank you for your time today.
No,
I hope you have a good weekend.
Right. You take care, mate.
You too.
No,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello? I'm just getting the phone down now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.